I don't know, is it not safe to even ride a city bus any longer? According to the Las Vegas Review-Journal, a naked man was arrested Tuesday morning after hijacking a Citizens Area Transit bus. Las Vegas police said the man, 35-year-old Charles P. Sell, was first seen stealing beer at the 7-Eleven on the corner of Lamb Boulevard and Washington Avenue at about 8 a.m. An officer arrived at the scene and the man fled, a police spokesperson said. Sell then climbed onto the back of a CAT bus traveling east on Washington, broke out one of the back windows with his fists, and then climbed in. Sell was arrested and taken to hospital for a mental evaluation before being booked at the Clark County Detention Center on felony charges of robbery, grand larceny, malicious destruction of private property, and a whole bunch of other things, according to police. He was being held on $14,000 bail, and police say that there was a possibility that drugs were involved with the incident. When you're naked and you jump on the back of a bus and you smash the windows out and then you hijack that bus, do you really need a mental evaluation? Isn't that act alone enough evaluation as it is? I think we need to seriously take a look at the mental health review process that we have in North America and decide what's crime and what's an illness. Obviously, drugs were involved or not. I guess we'll find out. And there's a mental health issue or not. But the thing is what are we doing to help this individual and to prevent it from happening again? I'm Dana Pritzer, and that's today's commentary.